I was a little bit nervous because it was my first time in like the, you know, the real big studio and stuff like that. But eventually, you know, the nerves kind of just, you know, go away because, you know, you just in front of, it's just being in front of a mic, you know, same thing, recording that house stuff. It's just being in front of a microphone and stuff like that. But, you know, the process, yeah, man, it was an easy
process. Solo, you can't be trusted.
Solo cannot be trusted.
Solo can't be trusted.
What's happening? It's the Can't Be Trusted podcast. It's your boy King Solo, aka Solo Dolo, aka Solo the Don, aka the man of many names. Back with another episode of Can't Be Trusted, your auntie's favorite podcast. If you didn't notice, the podcast where we help promote up and coming creative individuals from music, film, fashion, entrepreneurship, anybody doing good in the community, also helping out themselves. Today we got a very special guest coming from the Bay, making moves, putting in a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? That's just the, you know, the Bay Area independent mindset that we have. You know what I'm saying? You can catch him smoking on the danky. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Today we got hip-hop artist Call Me T in the building. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself, man?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. You know what I'm saying? Tapped in with you. We here on this lovely day. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in. I'm always trying to promote the up-and-coming artists and all the underdogs, you know what I'm saying? Trying to be big dogs, you know what I'm saying? But you're all big dogs and you're all right. So, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
All good. So, I met Call Me T through Wordplay. Shout out to Wordplay Han, you know what I'm saying? Representing Down For Us and everything. He tapped in with me about a year ago and been trying to just play around, see what's the best time to get on. And, you know, we've had some dates and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
you know,
we finally got it rocking.
You know, it's always, you know, sometimes you just got to be patient, you know what I'm saying? But we found the right time, and you know, he came in, tapped in with me. He got a lot of music coming out and just been making moves, and you know what I'm saying? So my job is to find him, put him on.
Let's,
you know what I'm saying?
It.
So thank you for coming on, bro.
It's all good.
Tell the people where you from and how was your upbringing?
Man, I'm representing Richmond, California. And my upbringing was pretty cool, man. You know, I definitely had both parents. I was definitely pretty good childhood. Definitely a good upbringing.
No doubt. Richmond, a lot of talent from Richmond.
Definitely.
A lot of talent from Richmond. We was also talking about the high school you went to, a lot of talent.
Yeah, man, Pinole Valley, man.
Shout out Pinole. The Spartans.
Spartan Pride, man.
Yeah, okay, I know about, I played a football game there once, actually, and I was like, hey, it's a nice looking school. Like,
most shit, it's even nicer now, man. They rebuilt that thing, man. It's crazy now.
Okay.
Like college.
Yeah. Okay, for sure. Well, I've been talking to a lot of creatives about their 2021 goals and what are they doing to accomplish them. And I know you've been doing a lot, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of going on with the pandemic, COVID, you know, the race wars and these crazy elections we've been having. So what were your 2021 goals coming into this year, and what are you doing to accomplish them?
Really, man, I've been just trying to focus on doing more music videos, because I just really think that's the area that I'm lacking in, and just doing what I can to make it all happen. And you know, also just to start tapping in with more people, you know, marketing, get better at marketing my music and stuff. And but videos and visuals is definitely the main thing I've been focused on, trying to get that goal accomplished. And I think I shot like two videos this year. And I'm about to just do my third one, going down to Houston to do my third one. So just trying to get more music videos out there to the people.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay. So let's get it started into the music, man. You know what I'm saying? How you get your start in music? You know what I'm saying? What was the beginning for Call Me T? How you get your name for first?
Well, really, man, I had changed my name. My name was Young T, but I had noticed, like, every time I was dropping something, there was always, like, other Young T's, like, and I was like, man, and all the other Young T's, they, I'm not trying to downplay anybody, but their music wasn't like, so, but, so I was like, man, I got to change my name because I don't want people getting my shit confused with, you know, the other people and stuff like that. So I just changed it to call me T. And once I changed it to call me T, and I had searched my name up on Google and stuff like that, and call me T was, I was the only call me T coming up. Yeah. So I was like, man, so I'm just about to stick with this. And yeah, man. But and how I got my start in music, man, actually my dad was heavily into music. And so was my uncles and stuff like that. And so I remember my dad, he had this tape recorder that he would practice his stuff on and stuff like that. And so I just started elementary school. I just started playing around on the tape recorder, doing little freestyles and stuff like that. Yeah. And, you know, and eventually it just got to this, man.
Okay.
And,
for sure. It's all good. So what would you listen to growing up? Like, what was some of your favorite musicians growing up as a kid or just young adult before you were, you know, that helped inspire you, man, as an artist?
I'm not going to lie, man. When 50 Cent dropped Get Rich or Die Trying, bro,
that's one of the greatest albums ever,
bro. Yeah, and I still don't think I might be tripping, but I still don't think it's a better rap album than that. But I don't know. But, 50 Cent, that Get Rich or Die Trying, man, that was one of the ones that really kind of motivated me to, you know, start getting into music and stuff like that.
Okay, I love it. Love to hear it. All good. So, what's the first record you ever put out? First time you ever recorded, went to a real studio and put out?
My first, like, real studio record? I would have to say... Get High with Young Barry and Cool John. Like, that was my, like, first real studio record. Everything else was just, like, house studios and stuff like that. But I want to say that's it, but it's probably another one. But I'm thinking that's it, though. Yeah, I would have to say that one.
How was that process? Were you nervous? Were you, know, you Cool Johnny and Barry, like, they got platforms. Man. They've been doing their thing for a minute.
They've been doing their thing. Yeah, so it's like, I was a little bit nervous because it was my first time in, like, the, you know, the real, real big studio and stuff like that. But eventually, you know, the nerves kind of just, you know, go away because, you know, being in front of a mic, you know, same thing. Recording that house stuff, it's just being in front of a microphone and stuff like that. But, you know, the process, yeah, man, it was an easy process.
So, all good. So you got the song Danky out right now. You've been putting that out, you know what I'm saying, and then you got the remix out. So
yeah.
What was the process of, like, making Danky? You know what I'm saying? Weed is really big in the Bay Area. Huge weed culture, you know what I'm saying, cannabis culture. What made you want to put that song out? You know what I'm saying? What was the style you was trying to get into it?
Pretty much that was it, man. Knowing that, you know, the weed market is a big market right now. I was just trying to catch Stoner's eyes and Stoner's ears real quick. And the process of that, man, was just being on Thank You, man, smoking on some good, man. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, no doubt. So how was the reception after you put it out? You know what I'm saying? Because you've been pushing it. You've been pushing it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Really, that's pushing it. The reception was good, man. And I was kind of surprised, but I know a lot of people like to smoke.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like this is, like, my catchiest record that I've put out. And, you know, it just feels good to, you know, get a good feedback.
All good. So then you put out that remix, you know what I'm saying, with White Dave and Lil B.
Yeah.
How'd you get them two on the track. You said, I mean, it seems like you and White Dave know each other for a while. And so how did that come about?
Yeah, man, White Dave, I've been doing music with White Dave for about 5-6 years now. That's been my dog, man. So, and Lil B, man, it was just a matter of just reaching out. And he heard the record and just ended up messing with it. And, yeah, we just put it together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Yeah, it's doing big things. The video's out now.
Yeah, video's out right now. Single's out right now. You can stream it on all platforms.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All good. So I want to talk about the Bay Area music scene right now. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing. Obviously, just trying to make waves. And you're independent?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So independent. One question I ask a lot of artists is, where would they ever sign to a label or stay independent? Because, you know what I'm saying, obviously labels is taking a lot of money right now. But you also getting, you know, popularity, and you can, you know, if they really push you, you can make something and really get your name out there. But a lot of times you ain't getting money, you got to pay back, you end up broke. But independent is a kind of a, you know, if I put in this much, I can get it
to right myself back.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a harder hustle, but you know what I'm saying. So would you ever sign, or do you want to stay independent?
Damn, you know what, man, I would really rather stay independent. But I mean, because independent, you getting everything back, and you keeping a lot of your stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's like you're really not giving up too much of it, you know, a lot. But, you know, I feel like if you sign, it's like you really, like, you know, you're losing out on most of your dollars, man. So like, you know, but I felt like if it could really, you know, help my situation, like, maybe, but at the end of the day, I'd rather just stay independent, man, and just try and do my own thing, you know. But being an independent artist is tough, because it's like everything is coming out your
head. Yeah.
So, you know, just being signed to a label, it just helps, like, you know, because you got, they, you know, pretty much take care of it. But at the same time, you know, all that stuff is, you got a budget, and all that stuff is going, you're going to end up paying all that shit back.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day, man. Yeah. So, but, you know, independent way is probably the best way for me right now. You know?
Yeah. I see a lot of rappers going the distribution route, just helping with distribution.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got Empire out here doing a thing, and or just people signing distribution deals and just helping that, so they may take a small percentage, but you still get to keep.
But distribution, definitely like to do something.
Yeah. They're doing their thing out there.
Yeah, most definitely
helping a lot of artists from the Bay. So that's what's up. So how can we improve the Bay Area music scene? You know what I'm saying, from your standpoint, you've been, you know, involved in music for a while. So what are your ways we can improve, and some, you know, some things you could help out other artists?
Yeah. Man, I would just say, like, you know, just staying connected, like, you know, just linking up more, like, you know, trying to do more music with each other, and, you know, stuff like that. And I know everybody like to, you know, charge, and, you know, they, people want their money for their verses and stuff like that. But, you know, but, I feel like just getting together more, trying to put together more events and stuff that can, help with networking.
Yeah,
and
benefit
stuff
like the
that.
People.
Benefit the people. Yeah, and stuff like that. And
Okay, for sure. Who you listening to right now, man? Who's some of your favorite artists?
Man, right now I'm on 42 Doug right now.
Okay.
His project is dope. Of course, Lil Baby. I like Future.
Yeah,
Drake is definitely my favorite. What else I'm listening to right now? Of course, my dog Simba. He's coming up. White Dave. Man, it's pretty much it right now.
Okay, all good.
The baby got, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Where you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years, man? What's next for Call Me T?
And I. Better position, man, than what I'm, you know, trying to do right now, man. Just trying to make it, bro. Be successful.
Yeah.
In a much better place. Music popping off more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least trying to do some shit around the world, you know. Man, just trying to, you know, stay afloat, you know, keep doing my thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All good. For sure. Well, now we get into the best part of the podcast. You know what I'm saying? The reason why we call it Can't Be Trusted. A lot of cats can't be trusted, but we got Call Me T in the building to put you on game. You know what I'm saying? Don't feel offended. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get better. He's trying to get better. Your auntie's trying to get better. We all trying to get better, man, in this world. You know what I'm saying? So the first CBT I got is hip-hop tactics that can't be trusted. So things you've seen in the hip-hop industry that maybe mistakes you might have made or seen other people make. Like, nah, we don't do that. This can't be trusted. We got to do better.
Do better.
Yeah. What are some tactics that can't be trusted?
That can't be trusted. Man, look, I've been getting a lot of little scam shits on
I've been hearing about that.
On Instagram, man.
Fake shows,
yeah, fake artwork.
Yeah.
Fake videos and stuff like that. So, I would say definitely that, you know, definitely watch out for anybody sliding your DM talking about they got this and that for, you know, for sale and stuff like that. I was like, because I've been scammed. Okay, scammed for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you learned, but yeah, you sometimes you gotta learn the hard way. But man, yeah, I was. Nah, I get you.
Yeah, that was probably definitely not a good feeling, but definitely that's definitely something that can't be trusted. So
okay,
watch
okay.
out, y'all, for sure.
The last one I got is weed tactics that can't be trusted. You know what I'm saying? So as a weed smoker, you know what I'm saying, you got the Danky song out. What's some stuff that can't be trusted? You know what I'm saying? Whether you're smoking on
man, look,
that, or
look type the of seeds, bro. Make sure you when you get your weed, man, make sure you know, ask about it, man. Ask if it got the seeds in it.
Ask if it got the seeds.
Exactly. You know, you can't, the Danky don't have seeds. Okay.
No seeds.
Loud packets. No seeds, bro.
Okay.
So, yeah, man. Definitely. Wherever you copy your shit from, ask if it got seeds. And if you say yes, leave that shit alone, man.
If it got seeds.
They got seeds, don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay.
Don't do it.
All right. No seeds, can't be trusted. If it got seeds, can't be trusted.
At all. At all, man. Because that's one of the worst smells, bro. You smell a seed burning.
Nah, yeah, that's nasty, bro. I got you for sure. Well, man, Call Me T, thank you for coming through. Man, I appreciate you, you know, sharing your story, man.
Go it's get all that love, thank
man. You know what I'm saying? Stream the music. Best of luck to you. You got going on.
Thank you, man. You know what thank I'm saying? You.
Your career and
you
life and everything. All good. Let everybody know how they can reach you, man, and drop all your social medias, websites, all the good stuff.
Yeah, man. Y'all can reach me on Twitter. Call Me T_510. Y'all can reach me on Instagram. Same thing. Call Me T_510. If y'all want to, you know, listen to my music on Spotify, iTunes, and stuff like that, just type in Call Me T, and I'm right there, man.
All good. This podcast will be available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Overcast, and SoundCloud at Can't Be Trusted Podcast. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, review, tell your auntie. We going up. You can follow us on Instagram at Can't Be Trusted Podcast and Twitter at CBT Podcast. Any other inquiries, email at cbtpodcast@gmail.com. Call Me T. Thank you again.
Definitely.
Any last minute bars or words of advice you want to give to the people?
And just do what you got to do. Stay yourself. Stay trying. Stay busy. You know, don't let all this, you know, pandemic shit get you down. And, hey, man, wear your mask, man. No matter if you're vaccinated or, you know, or
wear
not,
your damn
man.
Mask.
Keep your mask on, man.
Facts,
just, you know,
facts,
try and stay as safe as, you know, possible.
And
know.
Smoke on some Danky.
Exactly. Smoke all the Danky you can, man. Exactly.
All good. CBT, we out.